Today on Core Values, Chris has a Thanksgiving history lesson.
According to legend, the first Thanksgiving was held in 1621 at Plymouth Rock and has been held every year since then, except that's not true. From time to time, the pilgrims did hold a Thanksgiving feast, but it depended on how good the harvest was. Ironically, Thanksgiving for a while became a day of fasting, not gluttony, as the Puritans spent the day in prayer. George Washington declared a day of Thanksgiving in 1777 to celebrate a victory over British troops in New York. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a day of national Thanksgiving and prayer, and many states made that tradition an annual affair. In 1939, President Roosevelt declared Thursday, November 23rd, to be the national Thanksgiving. This upset Republicans, who believed the day should be on the last Thursday of November the 30th. So the two parties fought about it. Imagine that happening. And the Democrats held Thanksgiving on the 23rd and the Republicans on the 30th. Finally, in 1941, the House and the Senate worked out a bill to make the fourth Thursday of November the official Thanksgiving. And wishing you a happy one is a core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.